The outgoing U.S. Attorney for the Central District of Illinois recently sat down to talk with us about his time as the region's top federal prosecutor.
You know, one thing that, along with bettering the relationship between law enforcement, also between law enforcement and the community, that was kind of one of my big pushes, and I think we've made some headway.
That was John Millhiser, whose last day on the job was last Friday. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Monday, March 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Chillicothe Public Library's NEA Big Read starts tomorrow. WCBU's Tim Shelley talks with librarian Catherine Barnett about what they hope people will take away from the book Lab Girl.
Lab Girl is geobiologist Dr. Hope Jaron's autobiography, showing how her youthful fascination with plants evolved into a career in science. The Chillicothe Public Library's Catherine Barnett says they've planned several programs around the book. COVID-19 changes what those offerings look like, but also offers opportunities.
It's been kind of unique in this season being able to take advantage of the virtual tools in order to partner with libraries that are more far-flung. You know, we often partner with libraries that are closer by, but this has kind of opened up some other opportunities for us.
That includes an online keynote address with Jaron herself on April 17th, and a panel on women in science conducted by the Peoria Ag Lab.
We hope that it promotes inclusivity and the STEM fields, and that, you know, it does have kind of that modeling idea that we've been talking about. You have to see something to be it, and be able to imagine yourself in that role.
Barnett says she hopes the book also inspires people's enthusiasm about nature and conservation.
We hope that people in the community, too, who read this book, maybe they'll start imagining ways that they can also, as citizens, be involved in some conservation efforts or some volunteer opportunities with local organizations and park districts.
To find out more about the Chillicothe Public Library's Lab Girl program, head to WCBU.org. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The city of Peoria wants your input on the selection of the next police chief. Surveys can be found on the city's website or at any Peoria Public Library location. And the Summer Camp Music Festival is now pushed back to August due to COVID-19. The annual concert festival in Chillicothe was originally scheduled for May. It was canceled last year due to the pandemic. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Former U.S. Attorney John Millhiser left his job last week as part of the Biden transition. Millhiser's Central District of Illinois covers 46 counties, including the Tri-County area. In his two-year tenure, Millhiser says he emphasized improving relationships with area law enforcement and prosecutors. In this interview with Edith Brady Lunny, Millhiser says a Tri-County area case is an example of his success in that.
An incredibly violent street gang called the Bomb Squad in Peoria was prosecuted. Initially 15 defendants, ended up 13 defendants went to trial. They all were convicted and all sentenced to lengthy prison sentences. But that's an example of working together with state and locals, how we can attack a problem. Working with the ATF, working with the FBI, working with Peoria Police Department, working with a whole host of agencies, the state police, and our office, we're able to dive in there, attack the problem, identify those violent actors, and prosecute them at the federal level. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about the federal system. Resources can be brought to bear in these communities that need help.
Part of the chaos, I think, that we saw just as a nation last year was this call from some groups to reduce funding and reduce resources for law enforcement. Isn't a piece of this also reassuring the public that these resources are needed, and without them, the ground that you're gaining on some of these violent crimes will be lost?
Well, 100%. I mean, that is a big piece of the puzzle. And it's, you know, one thing that, along with bettering the relationship between law enforcement, also between law enforcement and the community, mm-hmm. That was kind of one of my big pushes. And I think we've made some headway in that area during my time. One of the programs I started was BLAST, which is building lasting relationships with law enforcement and the community. And that brings in high school age kids to meet with law enforcement. They have breakout sessions. They can, in the safe environment, discuss issues. You know, law enforcement can talk about, hey, the dangers in the job and careers in law enforcement. Those high school kids can say, hey, here are some perceptions we have. Here are some concerns we have. And so they have a better understanding of each other's position. I think you, when you look around the country, it's a there has been a complete breakdown in the ability of people to communicate and of people with differing opinions to have a discussion. And that's absurd that, you know, we can have reasonable minds can disagree on something. They should be able to have a conversation. And so we had those conversations with those high school kids.
When we talk about violent crime and how that intersects with the drug activity and that so many communities just battle, I mean, there's two pieces to it. There are the dealers, but there's also a customer base that doesn't seem to be shrinking in this country. We have so many people who are addicted, and there are so few resources. At the federal level, even, do you think there's anything more that could be done, or what more could be done to help shrink that customer base?
You know, funding is not the end-all, be-all answer. I mean, you can't just throw money at a problem and it fixes itself. But resources to work with those that are addicted to drugs, and long-term, it's not a 28-day in rehab, get out, everything's fine. You know, if they go back to the same environment they were in before, it's silly for us to think that all of a sudden everything's going to be fine and they're going to stop using drugs. That's nonsense. So it's those long-term connections, and it's the handoffs. So it's, you know, when I talk about resources for the police, if the police make contact with somebody and they get them in rehab, when they're done with rehab, where do they go? Where's the handoff in the community to help that person, to assist that person? Housing, employment. I mean, you know, they need that. They need help. And so, you know, obviously those resources are needed. I think some communities do a better job than others. That's something as we move forward, if we can have conversations and work together, we're all better off.
Former U.S. Attorney John Millhiser spoke with Edith Brady Lunny. Millhiser says another achievement was to iron out some personnel issues in the four branch offices and hire a lot of new attorneys. He says the vacancies happened for a variety of reasons. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.